With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome into My Guys in the Desert, everybody. Stormy Bonantoni hanging out with you over the course of the next hour. We are live from downtown Las Vegas at Circa Sportsbook. Got a jam-packed show ahead in just a moment. Reed Fowler, PGA betting analyst for DraftKings, is going to join us, as will Nick Alberga a little bit later, NHL fantasy and betting analyst. Then, as we always do on a Tuesday, go behind the counter with our guy Johnny Avello, director of sportsbook operations for DraftKings, plus a full day of Major League Baseball on tap as well. So at the end of the hour, we're going to talk with John Legaiza, MLB writer for The Athletic. Fortunately, just squeaked out a Mets first five when the Redbirds were trying to mess it up. Mets Cardinals going head to head right now. We'll keep you updated with some scores as we go as well. But let's jump in with our top five news and notes that you need to know, things that affect us as bettors, starting in the NBA, because the draft lottery is tonight, even with the conference finals getting underway today. Some non-playoff teams getting a little bit of spotlight of their own. The NBA will turn to the ping pong ball machine tonight to see who goes where in June draft. Houston, Orlando, and Detroit hold the best odds for the top selection at 14% chance each, but that's low enough to where things can get a little bit weird. There are 1,001 possible options as to what can shake out with those 1 through 14 selections, and while there aren't odds out there for which team can earn the first pick, odds for who will go number one alive and well. Jabari Smith Jr. from Auburn, an even money bet, and at BetMGM, the highest ticket count. Smith was dunking all over fools this season. Chet Holmgren at plus 120 from Gonzaga. Paolo Banchero, Duke stud, plus 380. And at BetMGM, the highest ticket handle, Purdue's Jaden Ivey, 40-1. But let's talk about the NBA tonight. Celtics Heat, game one, going head-to-head. Tip-off, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern on ESPN. The Heat own home court advantage and have ticked back up from -1.5 to a 2-point favorite in game one. But a plus 150 dog in the series, a big reason for the contradicting markets, the scheduling spot. Boston coming off that grueling 7-game set with Milwaukee, while the Heat have been resting since Thursday. Kyle Lowry is out for Miami, but it was the Heat's depth that overwhelmed the 76ers last round, getting an average of 34.7 points per game from their bench. Marcus Smart is questionable for the Celtics, so they might have a man out, but they get one back. Robert Williams expected not to have any restrictions tonight. Number three will go to the NHL Conference semifinals, where we have a doubleheader coming up this evening, starting with the Suns Sunshine State showdown between the Lightning and Panthers. The Lightning look to become the first two-time defending cup champs to reach the third round in the playoffs since the Islanders in 82. They're a +150 dog in the series, and they'll likely have to begin the set without one of their best players, Braden Point. John Cooper calling him highly doubtful after an injury, crashing into the boards early in Game 7 against Toronto. Point has led the NHL in postseason goals the last 2 years. Tampa also a +140 dog in Game 1. Total tick in back and forth between 6.5 and 7. Then in the nightcap, Blues Avs, Colorado more than a $2 favorite, -235 right now. Total 6.5, juice to the over at -130. Avs won 2 of 3 against St. Louis in the regular season, last one being a 5-3 home win April 26th. All three games of the regular season between these two went over the total, as have 6 straight in the series dating back to last year. Colorado an even bigger favorite in the series price at -400 as they look to get out of the second round for the first time after the last 3 early exits. Good to note as well, Avs goalie Darcy Kemper hurt his eye in the last game against Nashville, but looks like he'll be good to go, said he is ready. Last one here, the second major of the season going to tee off here on Thursday from Tulsa, Oklahoma, as the PGA Championship returns to Southern Hills Country Club. Last year's champion Phil Mickelson will not be in the field, but another longtime legend, Tiger Woods, will be, and he's pairing up in a featured group with Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth the first 2 rounds. Woods, the 15-time major champ, 65-1 odds at DraftKings. Rory McIlroy, 18-1. Spieth, 16-1. And the favorite to win it all, John Rahm at 11-1. Let's talk over how to approach this year's event from a betting perspective with our guy Reed Fowler, PGA betting and fantasy analyst, also host of PGA Tour Live. And I'm just going to get the Tiger question out of here right away. He made the cut at Augusta. What's his realistic chance of doing so here this week?
Hey, Stormy. Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, Tiger Woods, I mean, he got one competitive tournament, a major tournament, Augusta, under his belt, and now he comes to a course he won, right? This was the perfect year, if there is such a thing, for him to recover from that catastrophic injury, right? Courses that he absolutely performs well at. It's longer, but it's not going to be as cold as it was. And look at his tee draw. You mentioned it early on, that he has the perfect tee draw. Go out in the morning on Thursday, and then on Friday, he can wait and recover his leg. So I like his chances to make the cut again.
So he's obviously not your pick to win it, a 65-1 shot. But in response to a tweet from the PGA of America, when they asked who's going to be holding the trophy when all is said and done, you posted a beautiful photo of Cameron Smith. Why do you believe in the Aussie this weekend?
Yeah, the pride and joy of Jack's Beach right now, the man with the mullet. I just think when you take a look at what he's done so far this season, we know he has 2 wins, and he could have had 3. The misfortune, I'll call it, on 12 on Sunday at Augusta, where he triple bogeyed that par 3, that really hurt his chances, obviously. He was 3 back at that point. The momentum was kind of going in his favor. But again, look at what you need to do here, Stormy. Yes, he doesn't have the sheer distance off the tee like the other guys have, but he's not going to be as a liability, his inaccuracy off the tee, but he's elite with his short game. He's a fantastic putter, and he's fantastic with his long iron approaches. And what do you need at major tournaments is bogey avoidance. This guy is one of the best. So give me Cam Smith at 25-1 and Hideki Matsuyama a little bit farther than that as well.
Yeah, both 28-1 odds on Matsuyama for a top 20 finish for Cameron Smith, +120. He's also there in a matchup against Matt Fitzpatrick, -110, which I kind of vibe that one as well. But can you talk through what's unique about Southern Hills, the types of players that you think can have success here? Obviously, you talked about Cameron Smith and his skill set, but other guys that might be able to have success in this venue.
Yeah, if you're going the trends perspective, right, there's a ton right now. Like, obviously, you want to have a win currently under your belt this season. That's obviously going to help. But if you look at the last 20 major winners, half of them played the week before, half of them didn't. So that's not really a trend you want to kind of use to go with outrights. But of the 10, Stormy, that have won, right, the last 20 majors, I'd say 40% of them finish in the top 5. So if you take a look in their previous start leading up to that major, right? So if you take a look at that, Hideki Matsuyama falls in that category. Justin Thomas falls in that category. Ryan Palmer, someone maybe if you want to take a long shot. I don't necessarily think he's going to win this tournament, but top 20 derivative bets, I don't mind it for Ryan Palmer. But again, it is approach shot like it is every week on the PGA Tour. But this week specifically, it's around the greens, right? It's the renovations of this course in 2019. Gil Hans made a lot of these, shaved off a lot of the edges of the greens that if you're a little bit far off, and these are smaller than average tour size greens, you're going to be in these collection areas that replicate Augusta National a little bit. It's not necessarily rough. It's short grass where you can't really putt the ball up there. You have to chip it. And so I'm looking at guys who can also, you know, kind of make their way around the greens, can win multiple ways as opposed to just ball striking, that you need your short game as well. So those are a couple of guys, or excuse me, a couple of the stats that I'm looking at. And again, if you can hit the ball far, that's really going to matter here. If you don't, not too much of a liability, but you're going to want to hit the ball far as much as possible.
Okay, now you mentioned Ryan Palmer is a long shot. We don't often see a ton of really big long shots win major championships in these settings. I know last year at the PGA Championship, of course, we saw Phil Mickelson, the 50-year-old, come ahead of the pack and pull one out of his bag. But one of the, any of those players that are maybe above 70-1 odds that you're like, hey, I kind of have a good feeling about this guy and how he could perform this week.
Yeah, so Billy Horschel, right, at 90-1. This guy just, when you talk about major tournaments, the PGA Championship is probably the one that fits his eye the most and fits his skill set the most. And sure, like it's, you know, he doesn't have distance like the other guys do, but he's made 8 of the last 9 PGA Championships in his career. And if you take a look at what he's done so far this season, it's been fantastic. He's one of the top guys in sand saves, one of the top guys in around the green scrambling and putting, right? So he can win with your short, with his short game. And he's also been hitting his irons really well. And again, if it's not going to be one of the elite, it's going to be someone like Billy Horschel, who has been around for such a long time. And granted, he doesn't have a win yet under his belt, right? He got close with Sam Burns at the Zurich at the team championship, or excuse me, the team tournament. But it just feels like if there's going to be someone, it could be Billy Horschel. And like Taylor Gooch, right? He's at 120 or close to that number currently. It could be moving today to win outright. But a top 20 bet on Taylor Gooch, who is an Oklahoma native, that's also something that you can take a look at. Could he win here? Yeah, he's got a good shot, you know, if he makes the cut, right? That's the big thing. If he doesn't make the cut, obviously he's not going to win. But when he does, he's got no worse than a 27th place this season. So those are a couple of guys that I like. Longer in odds.
And like you said, those long shots don't always happen, but sometimes they do. So it's worth taking a flyer on a good opportunity. Now, in addition to being so wonderful with your PGA Tour acumen, you also cover the NFL very closely as a betting analyst for DraftKings. The week one lines are out. We know the schedule for this coming season. Any that have intrigued you right off the hop?
Yeah, Baltimore at the Jets, Darmy. I mean, when you talk about what John Harbaugh has done at week one, 10-4 ATS in his first, in his 14 years as head coach in week one, right? That's fantastic. If you look at what Zach Wilson did last year, 5-8 ATS. And when John Harbaugh has, you know, has a week to prepare, a week off, excuse me, more than a week to prepare, he's 9-5 ATS after a bye. So you put all of that together with sort of the stuff that happened to Baltimore, you know, in the offseason with Hollywood Brown not being there anymore. I think there's some sentiment that it's against the Ravens. But again, this is a Jets team that has a lot of good momentum forward into coming into the new season. But I still think the Ravens and John Harbaugh can get it done at -4.5.
Yeah, people high on the Jets draft, but people high on the Ravens to potentially win a Super Bowl is a longer shot. Appreciate the time as always. Reed, you're awesome.
All right, Stormy, take care.
That's Reed Fowler. Make sure you follow him on Twitter as well at Reed T. Fowler. He shares all of his articles and best bets on that platform as well. When we come back here on My Guys in the Desert, we're going to dive into the NHL slate coming up. Nick Alberga, host of the Fantasy on Ice podcast presented by NHL Studios, is going to join us. Now, remember, this show and all shows on VSiN are available now as podcasts. You can download and listen on your own time. Subscribe to ours, the My Guys in the Desert podcast, and you get bonus content. Free bonus 10-minute episodes every single week. More My Guys on the other side.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to My Guys in the Desert. The VSiN Spring Special is here, just $59 to get everything VSiN has to offer from now through the end of July. The next few months can be filled with the best betting content in the business, and it's right here at VSiN.com. Subscribers get access to everything, which includes Adam Burke and his daily MLB best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel, our NBA expert, with his bets all the way through the NBA Finals, and Andy McNeil will break down the action on the ice through the Stanley Cup Final. Plus, lots of NFL preseason coverage as well, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features our daily email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and video live stream whenever you want it, the cost just $59. Become a subscriber today through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/spring. Now, are you ever scrolling your betting app? You see some bets that just make you want to dance. Well, that's what happened to me this morning as looking through the NHL prop market made me just want to prop lock and profit. Am I right? Let's do it. Florida Panthers, Alexander Barkov, over 3.5 shots on goal today, +120. Highly think we should consider this one. Held the one shot on net last game against the Caps, but prior to that, 6-4-4-4-3. Had 5 shots on goal last meeting with Tampa at the end of April, just before the playoffs started, at a plus money price. I love that action. Now, same team, new stud. Call him Playoff Carter. Carter Verhaeghe at -130 to score a point. A former member of the Lightning, and this guy is on a heater. Had 12 points, 6 goals against the Caps. 3 of them were game winners, 2 of them in overtime. So not only has he been great, but been clutch, averaging 2 points per game with at least 1 point every game but one. Also had a point in 2 of the 3 he played against Tampa this year. Let's keep it rolling. In the Blues-Avs series, I like everything Nathan MacKinnon, if I'm honest here, but there's some value on the Blues roster as well. Looking at Ryan O'Reilly to score an anytime goal at +225. Not a huge goal scorer in the regular season, but he has put up the numbers when it counts here this postseason, carrying a four-game goal streak into tonight, had goals in 5 of 6 against Minnesota. And while I know he's going to be a priority to defend, David Perron, who's on the line with O'Reilly and Braden Schenn, also had 5 goals. Vladimir Tarasenko had 5 goals, so they just can't only key in on him. Plus, his teammate Jordan Kyrou to score a point at even money feels like good value as well. Had 1 to 3 points every game against Colorado this year, 4 points in the series with Minnesota. So, give me the props. Getting so involved in this prop market today, I feel like I'm just doing my best Nick Alberga impression. So we are fortunate to have him join the show, host of the NHL Studios Fantasy on Ice podcast. I love props. The Nucks through the screen. Let's go. Nick, how are you?
I'm good. Like you, I'm hammering the prop market tonight because I expect a lot of offense, which is great to see this time of year. How are you?
I'm great, and absolutely. So hit me with your best prop, as they say. What you got tonight?
So I'm with you. Carter Verhaeghe, 9 points in the last 5 games. I love the revenge narrative, as you know, so I'm certainly looking at him, keeping that in line. Certainly Ryan O'Reilly playing the Colorado Avalanche one more time. And you're right on Nathan MacKinnon. Anything MacKinnon over 4.5 shots, I think I would take a peek at the anytime goal as well. I expect a lot of offense in that St. Louis and Colorado series.
Well, let's start there then off the hop, because one of my favorite bets of the day is the over 6.5 total goals in that Blues Avalanche series. And a lot of the conversation I feel like coming into this game is the Avs have had so much time off, 8 days away coming into this game, and the rest versus rust theory. I just don't foresee there being a whole lot of rust given what we saw from the Avs early on. How do you feel?
I'm feeling a little frisky on this Tuesday, so with that in mind, I'm going to hit the dog. I'm going St. Louis Blues. We had that debate on the NHL Fantasy on Ice podcast earlier today, rest versus rust, and I'm thinking maybe rust for Colorado. I think you know, St. Louis in general is being undervalued going into this series. You know, we've talked ad nauseum throughout this year how I feel about this team. 9 different 20-goal scorers. They're motivated. They're getting the goaltending right now. And in fact, I would even look at the Blues to score the first goal in this game if you want to get frisky again. Plus 115 is the latest odds I saw on that. I do, again, foresee a high-scoring affair, and I do think there's some substantial value long-term in this series in St. Louis and also on the money line in this one. I just got a feeling for some reason.
Oh, so you're potentially contemplating St. Louis for the series as well?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm torn. So I will disclose that I did end up taking Colorado in six, but
that's my bet as well.
I had a futures look in St. Louis too, right? Like, I really, really like that team, and I think they're going to give a Colorado a run for their money, but I just think the Avs are a different team this year. So that's my answer. Probably Colorado, to be honest.
It would be so brutal, I feel like, for Colorado being the favorite all year long, just like they were essentially last season, not being able to get out of this round. Do you think that there's any sort of just a mental block with a team when you get to this point that you haven't been able to get there? Like, I think this series could potentially go longer than most people think for that reason, that there is that hurdle, and this isn't Nashville anymore.
That's exactly it, right? I think you look at some recency things too as well. Like, look at the Leafs, still haven't won a playoff series. It took Florida 26 years to win a playoff series. Colorado hasn't been in a conference final, Stormy, in 20 years. And it's hard to understand and comprehend that because, again, this team's been so good for so many years, but for some reason they can't get past the second round. So I don't know who they're fooling if they're saying this is not in their minds as they look forward to this series, because they've collapsed before. And I'll tell you, they better be ready to play against your St. Louis.
Absolutely. I like the Avs, but I can see and fully understand why somebody would like St. Louis and think there's an opportunity there. But let's turn our attention to the Sunshine State. Lightning taking on the Panthers. Panthers a big favorite tonight, a favorite in the series as well. Tampa coming off that long emotional series with Toronto. They're not going to have Braden Point. Total in this one, 6.5. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I'm hitting the over in this one as well. You know, for some reason, I just playing a hunch in this one too. I feel like we could see a lot of what Tampa did in game one against Toronto, and that wasn't much. Maybe the return of the puck line Panthers tonight. I think the Panthers clearly are out to prove something. They won the President's Trophy this season. They lost last year against the Tampa Bay Lightning in a phenomenal series. My only wonder long-term in this series is Florida. Can they play that 2-1 game that we saw Toronto able to play against Tampa? If they can, they're not going to win. And clearly the goaltending is a big story as well. Andrei Vasilevskiy, I thought, really, really locked in game six, specifically, excuse me, in the third period and also in game seven, surrendering just one goal. And then aside from that, Florida's got to figure out the power play situation. They were 0 for 18 in the first round. I'm still perplexed they won a series without scoring a power play goal. But yeah, I am feeling Florida on home ice tonight against Tampa.
That was going to be my follow-up to you, Nick. Can they finally score with the man advantage? What happened there? I don't understand it.
Yeah, they better, right? It just shows you, again, and in a prime example, the Maple Leafs. They had the number one power play in the NHL in the regular season. They get to the playoffs, it's a different ball game. They were 4 for 28, ultimately cost them the series against Tampa. So my answer to you is they had better or they're not going to win this series.
Well, looking ahead to tomorrow, New York Rangers and Canes going head-to-head in the early of two games tomorrow. And Carolina looked like a different team on home ice. They also got the better of New York 3-4 in the regular season. What's your approach to the series and, of course, game one right off the hop?
Yeah, I like the Canes in this series. I think, you know, home ice, you throw it out the window. I think in sports these days, it's a lot different. Having said that, I think if there's one team to take a flyer on home ice, it's probably Carolina. Just look at their first round series against Boston, right, where the matchup game was so huge. I thought Jordan Staal was phenomenal on home ice, obviously, in a shutdown role against the perfection line. And the Canes were 4-0 in the first round on home ice. So definitely for game one, I'm looking at Carolina. I still wonder from a 5-on-5 standpoint, can the New York Rangers generate enough offense? I think it's important to bring up again, they were down 3-1 in that series. The third string goalie, Mr. Spicy Pork and Broccoli, Louis Domingue, comes in. And well, he was pretty much Louis Domingue from the last 10 years, with exception to that one game where he came in, make 17 saves. Crosby goes down as well. Like, I'm not making excuses here, but I think on paper and on the ice, the Carolina Hurricanes are the better team. So that's where I'm looking in this series.
Yeah, and it's going to be really interesting to see if we get Vezina Trophy finalist Igor Shesterkin or the one that got pulled for a pair of games. So something definitely to keep an eye on, as well as the Battle of Alberta. Edmonton finally got out of the first round, thank goodness. But now they have to take on a Calgary Flames team who they know extremely well, who they hate historically, and who they haven't got to play in the postseason in over 30 years.
Yeah, it's going to be tremendous. And just to put some context behind it, we haven't seen this series in the Stanley Cup playoffs since 1991. I was 2 years old. I can't believe it's been that long. So we've been waiting for this series for a long time in this country, not to mention a Canadian team hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1993. So we're assured of one Canadian team here in the Final Four, which is great news. I think you look at this series, there's a couple things the way I would break it down. Special teams, obviously a big time factor moving forward. Calgary had two power play goals in the first round. That's not going to do it. It's not going to do it against especially a potent team like Edmonton, who really had their way with Los Angeles on the power play in the first round. The other factor I'm looking at, ultimately why I took Calgary in this series, is the Leon Draisaitl factor. Mm-hmm. He was banged up. Sounds like he has a high ankle sprain. I don't know how much faith I have in that, and especially the goaltending situation as well. I'd give the edge to Calgary. So game one, I think, is a pick 'em, but ultimately I like Calgary in this series.
That thought process is so in line with mine. I was like, I can't bet on Mike Smith, and Leon Draisaitl is a major question mark. Appreciate the time. As always, Nick, you're great.
No worries. Take care.
That's our guy, Nick Alberga. Follow him on Twitter at The Golden Muzzy. He does a great job hosting the NHL Fantasy on Ice podcast, talking DFS, talking betting. We're going to take a quick break. Got to step aside. But when we come back, it's Hot Take Tuesday. What does Steph have cooked up for us today? And Director of Sportsbook Operations at DraftKings, Johnny Avello, joins the program. Don't go anywhere. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We are back in downtown Las Vegas. This segment of My Guys in the Desert brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, a fresh new way to enjoy nicotine without all the baggage of cigarettes, dip, or vape. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are smoke-free, spit-free, and they're available in 10 varieties. They also come in two strengths, so you can easily find the satisfaction level that's perfect for you. Zyn, it's America's number one nicotine pouch, available in over 100,000 locations nationwide. Visit zyn.com/find to locate a store near you. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Stormy Bonantoni with you, and it is Tuesday, which means it's Hot Take Tuesday. My wonderful producer, Stephanie Kamerjack, with some hot takes that I have to determine the level of heat coming off them. So let's see what she has cooked up for us today. Says the Blues and Avs series will go to 7 games if you did bet that, plus 275. And I don't find this overly hot like we talked about with Nick Alberga moments ago. I think the series could be a little bit more competitive than the minus 400 price leads on for the Avs. I'm on the record as backing Colorado in 6, but the Blues ain't no slouches. They got swept in round 1 by the Avalanche last year. I don't think they get embarrassed like that again. Plus, we all know round 2 is where the Avs go to die the last 3 seasons. So, I think this series could push on a little bit longer than most might think. What else we got here? All 4 game 1s in the NHL will go under. Life is too short to bet the under, Steph. You know this. Let alone parlay it. She says 13-1. All these unders in a parlay. Again, I think this one's too hot for me. Especially since my favorite bet of the night is that Avs Blues game over 6.5. We just haven't seen the tight checking, physical, defensive style of playoff hockey that we're accustomed to here. As I look through the game, Lightning Panthers, no, Rangers Canes. Even with the shorter number, 5.5, all the Rangers games in the first series went over. Oilers Flames, that one might be the one that bite you. Force my hand. I'm going parlaying the overs. 10-1 odds if you do it my way. We'll see. The Celtics will sweep the Heat, Steph says. 7-1. Listen, I know that you are a Celtics fan. You want this to happen. It's not going to happen. I would be stunned. I don't see the Heat laying down. Jimmy Butler is going to be a problem with what he does offensively and defensively for this team. I think this series goes 6 or 7. Miami's not getting the respect that it deserves as a 1 seed. And I think they have the advantage tonight at home on rest. We'll see where the money is going as we bring in Johnny Avello, Director of Sportsbook Operations at DraftKings, like we do every week. Welcome into the show. How are you, Johnny?
Hey, Stormy, how are you? I'm good, thanks.
I'm great. Appreciate you coming on with us here again. And let's start in the NBA because we have 2 game 1s ahead. And Celtics Heat, like I just mentioned, we've seen a little bit of line movement, not only over the last 24 hours, but just in the last hour here. So what's happened?
Well, yeah, we have. And the line opened up 2.5. There was a flutter of Boston money, which I expected. Now we've seen some Miami money. So the game itself is somewhat balanced, but the like they normally do on our network, the underdog is bet on the money line. And being the Celtics, and people have been riding a Celtic wave here for quite some time, it's no surprise that, you know, the bulk of the money is on the money line tonight.
Yeah, a lot of people thinking that Celtics team could go on to win it all. We've also seen that total tick down a good bit at 203.5 right now, seeing some under money.
The sharps were initially they were on the under 206 was what we opened it, 206.5, and a couple of pops, 206.5, 205. But now at this 203.5, we're starting to get some over money. And most of the parlays, those bets are all on the over. You know, I can't see the general public betting the under on this game. When you look at the matchup these two teams have had, not only this year, but in past years, there's a lot of points usually scored with these two meet.
Yeah, and I understand that these teams have been defensive here. The Heat have only allowed 97.5 points per game this season. Boston, 101.8 points per game. But that number is so low, and that's why you make the number a little bit lower, right? You got to get that over buyback to even out the sharps for you. But let's take a look at game 2 of the night, Mavericks-Warriors. You guys opened -5.5 for Golden State. It's now at 5, total 14.5. Where is everybody standing on this one from a public perspective?
Yeah, the Mavs are getting a little bit of love here. I don't know if it's going to hold up that way. And when we get closer to game time at, 6 o'clock or so. But, that game will be six tomorrow night. Whether we, now 24 hours and plus away, will that still hold up? The over's getting played also, 214, 214.5. I won't be surprised if that thing hits 215.5 or 216. They like the Mavs. I mean, why not like them? Look at the little bit of run they're on. Look at the player they have, the guy that can get them to the promised land. Why not? When these two teams meet, the scores have been fairly close.
Yeah, Luka Doncic ain't too shabby.
And the Mavs had a history of beating this team over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and so it's interesting. I'm glad that you brought that up because the Warriors in the series are fairly big favorites here as well. But I've heard a lot of smart people talking about how Dallas is potentially live in this spot. We saw the success that they had against Phoenix closing out this series. For the series prices, are people taking a chance on the dog?
Some. But I would say that the Mavs are, I mean, the Warriors are the choice. Mm-hmm. We're up to 225 on that series now. So opened up a little lower, going up the ladder a little now. So I would say that they're going to stay with the Warriors here. They don't feel like the Warriors can lose when they got to this point, but we all know that the Suns couldn't lose either, could they?
Well, okay, speaking of that, when the Suns got bounced, I'm sure you did your little happy dance in terms of some liability off of your boards. Is it Golden State now that has the most liability for you guys, or who would be the worst result, I guess, at DK?
Well, we have two results that are good for us. That would be the Mavs of Miami, the M&M teams. Whether either one of them is going to get there, I don't know. But the Celtics were bet at some really good prices during the year. And the same for the Warriors. You know, could have had them at a higher price earlier in the year. So neither one of those two are good for us. So we're going to need an upset in this NBA championship.
How about NBA Finals MVP? We're seeing that pool get shorter and shorter. Who's getting bet right now?
You know, they're taking a shot on some of the guys that were at a higher price, whether they want them at this plus $5 or so. That's Doncic at, you know, you could have got him much higher. And Jimmy Butler, you could have got him at much higher. But those guys right now are sitting there ranked at five, five and a half range. Of course, we've got, you know, the two guys that Tatum and that's good. Those two favorites, everybody's bet them is when they could get a fairly good price. But at this point right now, no one's interested in the two favorites because they're not sure that two favorites will get there. And we'll see. A couple of guys from the outside that were getting some play earlier in the season. Earlier, I should say,
right.
Before we had this up quite a bit of time ago.
Absolutely. I gotcha. And PGA Championship, of course, this week as well. I got to ask the Tiger question. It's just inevitable. We have to do it. But what's the liability at 65-1 on Tiger Woods in the PGA Championship at Southern Hills?
Not as bad. Not as bad as the Masters. they're playing them, of course. They're playing them. But they know what he can do at Augusta. They're not so sure what he can do in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. But they're still going to play him at 65-1.
Who have been some of those more trendy picks for this week's action?
Rory's getting a little bit of play right now. He was a little higher. And so he's seen a little bit of play. Scottie Scheffler, he's seen a fair amount of play. This is quite a tournament, Stormy. I mean, when you look at the guys that are attending this tournament, the top 10 or 12 are just... They're names that are just great players. And then after that, there's another 10 that are also great players. And after that, there's another 10 that are also great players. So there's some value down there in that 20 to, you know, number 15 to 30 range. That's where the value seekers are looking. And the guys that want to play chalk, they're still getting 12-1 on the favorite. So there's still, some decent prices on some of the top guys.
Yep. Our guy Reed Fowler on the program a little bit earlier is a big fan of Cameron Smith there at 25-1, talking about that 25-30 range. Last thing real quickly before we let you go, week 1 lines out there in the NFL. You guys have been at it right away. Is there any that have been getting played early?
I would say that the play has been minimal on the week 1 through week 18 lines. A couple of games moved a half a point or so, but nothing really to speak of. I can tell you a couple over-unders that move regular season wins. The Eagles went from 8.5 over 50 to 9 over. Little play there. Their schedule came up a little bit softer, on the way that it's configured. And the Vikes took a little bit of play, too, on the regular season wins. They were 9 flat. They're 9 over. So they're the two that I know of on the regular season wins. As far as games are concerned, very minimal movement.
Yeah, really good stuff, Johnny. Appreciate the time. Don't work too hard, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, Stormy. Bye.
That's Johnny Avello, Director of Sportsbook Operations for DraftKings. We are going to take a quick break here on My Guys in the Desert. But when we come back, my official plays of the evening, because I haven't told you I like the Blues-Avs game over enough today. One more time. Third time's the charm. And a couple other bets in Major League Baseball. John Legeza, MLB writer for The Athletic, giving his best bets on the evening slate. Don't go anywhere. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. You can subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. We're wrapping things up here on My Guys in the Desert. Stormy Bonantoni with you. Time for Taken by Stormy, my official plays of the evening. And we will start in the National Hockey League because I'm doubling down on this play because it's a two-unit play. I love the Blues Avalanche game. Over 6.5 goals to be scored tonight. Both teams more than capable of scoring goals. Colorado in their first round sweep of the Nashville Predators averaged 5.5 goals per game in that series. And I know you're not facing a backup goaltender anymore. It's Jordan Binnington in the pipes on the other side, but I still think they get theirs. And the Blues have been on a scoring frenzy themselves as of late. They put up 3.66 goals per game against Minnesota, and that defense ain't no slouch. The top two lines have really been clicking. So I love this bet. In the NBA tonight. I'm also riding with the Heat money line. I got this at minus 125 against the Celtics. It's now up to minus 145. And I just hope I'm not falling into a trap here, but the Celtics on a short turnaround from Sunday after a long physical battle with the defending champion Bucks. Throw in the travel. Heat have home court. I like Miami here. And without Kyle Lowry, I think they're actually a better team. They've won all six postseason home games so far by an average of 17 points per game. I don't think it's going to be that kind of a blowout dominating performance. Hence why I took it on the money line and not the spread. I just don't like those short numbers. In the MLB, I have a money line parlay going with the Yankees, Rays, and Dodgers in game two later on coming up. And speaking of that Yankees matchup with the Orioles, Aaron Judge over 1.5 total bases today at minus 125 against a young, inexperienced Spencer Watkins and that Baltimore team. In the Yankees' three-game set against the Orioles at the end of April, Judge had two hits every single game, including a pair of homers. He was 0-for-4 his last game against the White Sox, had yesterday's game off, and my guy does not go back-to-back games without a hit. So I think he has a really good day today. Watkins has a 5.19 ERA. He's allowed 4 homers and 6 starts. Don't hate the plus 360 home run prop either. But our guy Judge tied for the second most total bases in the league right now. He knows what he's doing. If I can count on anybody to give me some insight on the boys from the Bronx, it is my guy, John Legaiza, Yankees extraordinaire, the pinstriped man himself, repping New York as we speak. MLB writer for The Athletic, also host of the Cork Stats podcast. Welcome in. How are you feeling about the Yankees today? Do you like my prop? Like it? Love it? Hate it? Where are we at?
Well, absolutely love it, in particular with the righties today. I'm a little bit maybe more worried about the run line than you are, although I do think they get it. My lean's probably with the over, but it's certainly with the righties on the Yankees. Spencer Watkins, it's just been a tough go. 5.19 ERA, 1.6 whip, 8.64 OPS on the year. 3 pitches in the arsenal, the fastball, slider, and curve, all with a plus 600X slug, a 1,000 OPS on the season to righties in general. So I think that total base prop probably extends to all the righties on the Yankees, given the price. I think I'm with you. I do think the Yankees win. I'm a little bit worried about Jameson Taillon. We mentioned him last time. Mm-hmm. My dude is a grill master. What do we mean? He keeps it low and slow. Ribs are falling off the bone. 47% ground ball, a 26% hard hit rate, no more than 2 earned runs in any one game, and no home runs in the last 3. That's the good. The bad is the fastball. He's been a bit lucky as far as contact. 650 X slug so far. The actual slug's been about half of that. And only 1 home run so far. 850 OPS to righties himself. He's been a little bit fortunate with batted ball luck. That might turn around a touch. Orioles have a couple guys hitting righties, Mountcastle, Mancini, and Mullins, all with a near 1,000 OPS last 14 against righties. So I do think the Yankees get it done. They are just absolutely mashing MLB best in runs, homers, OPS, walks, barrels, and WRC plus last 7. I'm really generally a pessimistic Yankee fan. Man, this Yankee team is not one to be messed with. So I do think they get the cover, but I'm afraid Taillon gives up maybe 3. So I'm more with the over, but I think we both simpatico here.
Yeah, you get to make that jersey feel good when you're walking around the streets right now. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, go Yankees. Yeah, yeah. There we go. But no, I'm with you there. And especially the price for the run line is still minus 145. I know that gets you scratching. That makes you queasy. Yeah. So price much better on the over as well. There were lots of double headers today. White Sox, Royals, Arizona, Dodgers, Cardinals, Mets. Does that change your approach at all as you take a look at a slate when you're picking your games, picking where you want to find your spot?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And it generally comes down to a lot of the same kind of strategic deployment. I'm always talking about beating the dead horse and, you know, the broken record, but that's what it is. And a lot of times betting is about eliminating variables. Why invite extra variables? We know lineups, usage, in particular bullpens, is especially wonky with doubleheaders. I'm generally not interested. I know some people look to reverse the sweep and fade the sweep. That's just not for me. There are plays that are viable with first 5, again, isolating those variables, keeping it to starting pitchers. But in general, someone asked me what my strategies with doubleheaders, and I said, run! And they meant like, oh, like the run total, like totals? And I know, man, like, run for the hills, like run, exclamation point, run. So I think if we can eliminate any of that wonkiness, baseball offers us almost an infinite amount of opportunities around the clock, 7 days a week, and I just never feel the need to push.
Absolutely. Well, there are 15 games still to come, 12 of which have a doubleheader, so you have a lot to choose from tonight. What is maybe your favorite game or your favorite bet that you have picked today?
Okay, I've got a few, and generally, you know, I've been making my bones my entire life going up against people smarter and more handsome, taller, and everything than me. Give me the Mariners against those handsome Blue Jays. I'm not quite there yet. The Blue Jays offense is scuffling. Now, granted, I don't think they're bad. We only need them to be bad for 15 outs for this first five. Mm-hmm. Give me Logan Gilbert and the plus money over Jose Berríos. He's really, really struggled. 5.82 ERA, 1.6 whip, 8.30 OPS. K rate down at 14%. And how about some bad math? 41% fly ball plus 49% hard hit rate. Mind you, that's 95 miles an hour. Has only equaled 1.5 home runs per nine. He's been pretty lucky. Also, 900 OPS, 4 home runs to lefties. The Mariners have a couple of those guys. I just think they're in trouble today. And again, if you're not buying what I'm selling, you could still get a decent price on the run line and cash this ticket in a scoreless outing or a tied game regardless. Give me the Mariners and Gilbert over Berríos and the Blue Jays. I mean, Gilbert, he's been great, man, and that changeup is just ridiculous. He's coming off a four-run outing. That's when I like to back my studs, buying the dip, right? It's harder to look for excellence over and over and over again. Give me the talent coming off the bad outing. I think this one is actually easy. I'm on the money line for this one with plus money.
Well, and that's got to be a great feeling if you like the matchup and you're getting plus money, you gotta lay it down, right? So it just makes sense there. I want to make sure that we touch on this Reds Guardians game because it's getting underway, first pitch in just about 20 minutes. So get those bets in quick if you want to get in on this game. Reds coming off a loss in a no-hitter, which is something you don't see every single day. 1-0 to the Pirates, but today they're taking on the Guardians. How do they bounce back from that performance?
Yeah, you just wake up. Yeah, you just bounce back, and that's what it is. Baseball, there is no day-to-day continuation, right? That doesn't exist. And in general, the Reds have been getting up off the mat. They've made a couple additions, you know, within the system, and Moose is back, and Drury is hitting. They're going to be getting Votto back soon. They haven't been terrible. The K rate below 20% last 7 days, walk rate up over 11. You know, the Guardians are not very good. I think the public is trying to they're trying to decide which of these bad teams is the worst. And I think they have Reds on the brain, and I just don't think the Reds are that bad. I think we have the pitching edge again. Oh, we're going to shift the Overton window today. Give me Connor Overton over Zach Plesac. He's had a very rough go. 4.7 ERA, 1.4 whip, and that's on a 265 BABIP. He's a 7% K minus walk. These are numbers we're generally running from. A plus 12% barrel rate, expected wOBA on contact up over 430, especially watch that change up to lefties. We're going to be looking for Cincinnati Red lefties today. That's a total base prop for you. I know we're running out of time, but I think the Reds take this one plus 5. I know very bad teams. The bullpen's bad. Hard to look for the W, but I do think we're ahead after 5 in this one, and the price is delicious. I know I saw a plus 135 at one point today.
Gotta get it. Okay, we got 1 minute left here with you, but my girl Stephanie will be so upset with me if I don't ask about her Red Sox taking on the Astros today. Game 2 in the set. Boston took game 1, 6-3 on Monday. They're a minus 120 money line favorite today. Who you rolling with?
I got the Red Sox for sure, though the bullpen's been giving, I know just me Fitz, everyone up there in the Northeast quadrant, you know, is having trouble there. So give me the pitching edge again. I know it sounds kind of repetitive, but again, redundancy, you know, good process leads to good outcomes a lot of times. Give me Eovaldi, really the true ace in this game, 3.15 ERA, 1.10 whip. The K's are there against Arcidi, who's really struggled, 8.06 ERA, 48 fly ball, 48 hard hit, 12% barrel. Boston offense is getting up off the mat. Now, granted, that Houston is hitting, but I think Boston will do enough. Eovaldi, we need 15 outs, Stormy, and I think we get it. This one just could be one zip, and we pack the minus 110 away. Call it a day.
Perfect. Appreciate the time, as always, John. We'll talk to you next week. That's our guy, John Legeza, at MLB Moving Average, AVG, on Twitter. Give him a follow. Dives into a lot of really great analytics when it comes to baseball betting. Make sure you check him out. That is a wrap for today. Big shout out to our girl, Stephanie Kamershack, and our whole crew behind the scenes for making this show go. Danny Burke and Rush Hour coming up after this break.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.